Okay, so what questions do we have? You want to go first?
No.
All right, we'll let her at least go first. What is your question?
Yesterday I spoke to Mother C. Elizabeth, she said that I had to conquer my mind. But now I ask, how is the process of conquering my mind?
Yes, so the process of conquering the mind, that's a very important process. That is given by Govindadas. Poet Govindadas has written a very nice song, How to Conquer the Mind. Bajahu re mana, you know that song? Srinanda nandana, abhaya charana ravindure, durlava manava, janama sat sange. He's given the idea how you can conquer over the mind.
Selles laulus siis Govinda Prabhu annab vastuse küsimusele, kuidas alistada oma mõistus.
The mind is either your best friend.
Mõistus on kas sinu parim sõber.
Or it is your worst enemy.
Või sinu hullim, kõige suurem vahene.
In the beginning, the mind is our worst enemy.
Alguses on mõistus meie kõige suurem vaenlane.
This is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur instructs us that in the morning when we get up,
et kui me hommikul üles tõuseme,
we should take a pair of shoes,
peaksime võtma paari kingi,
and we should beat our minds 100 times.
Ja peaksime oma mõistus 100 korda.
And in the evening time,
ja õhtel,
we're speaking allegorically here.
Me räägime allegooriliselt.
In the evening, you should, not literally. In the evening, you should take one broomstick and you should beat your mind again 100 times. So, your mind is a rascal. It's like a naughty child who's running wild all over the house. He's drooling on the couch. He's drawing crayons all over the walls. He's breaking the lamps. He's spilling food all over the carpet. That's your mind. So, the child, if he is under proper care of a very good mother, she teaches that child how to be obedient. How to do what he's supposed to do and how to not do what he's not supposed to do. So you have to master the art of controlling your mind. You have to study the books of Srila Prabhupada. And you have to know what kind of thoughts are pleasing to Krishna. And you have to always watch your mind to see if you are thinking in such a way as is pleasing to Krishna. If your mind is thinking in a way that is not pleasing to Krishna, then you have to be firm. You have to say, stop it. And then you have to give the mind something better to do. And that is given by Govindadas in his song. He says, what is it? Shavana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dashare pujana saki jana admani vedana Govinda dasa bilasare. He's giving his mind 9 different types of engagements. That my dear mind, I am stopping you from all nonsense. But the mind may object. The mind may say, but Bhaktin Helis, you're taking away all of my enjoyment. So what will I do now? And Govindadas says the answer. You can tell your mind, My dear mind, there are the ninefold practices of bhakti yoga. Beginning with hearing and chanting. So all you have to do is hear about Krishna. You have to chant Krishna's name. You have to remember Krishna. In this way, Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, offering prayers, you see, Smarana, Vandana. In this way, you engage the mind in the nine different activities of Bhakti Yoga, and then the mind is completely brought under control. Then you will no longer be the slave of your mind. You will become the perfect master of your mind. You are meant to become a Goswami, one who is the actual master of your mind. You're not meant to be a Godas, one who serves the senses in the mind. You must bring your mind under control. Vacha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaro pasta vegam etanvetan yo vishahet dhira sravam apimam prativim shishishya. One has to learn how to control the mind, words, anger, tongue, belly and genitals, you see. You have to bring these six pushings under control. You're talking. Vachaveg. Manasa, your mind. Your anger. Your tongue. Your belly. And your genitals. You have to bring all of these strictly under control. That they are only used in Krishna's service, not otherwise. If you use those for sense enjoyment, then you remain animal. And you suffer. An animal can be an animal. They have no choice. But if in the human birth you think, speak and act like an animal, it is the greatest misfortune. So do not do like that. You become actual human being. I bring me your mind under control. Is that alright? Okay. Questions more?
Kuidas neid kõiki kontrollida?
But how to do it? How to take control over your mind? Just neid protsessi järgides.
There are many items given in the scripture.
Et pöökirjades tuokse palju näiteid.
But Krishna says, adau karashvrayam.
Krishna ütleb nii.
The first principle is you have to take shelter of Guru.
Esimene printsiip on, sa pead võtma varju Guru juurest.
So we take shelter of Guru, under his guidance then we take up this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We do everything for his pleasure, to please him and satisfy him. In this way, to please our spiritual master, then we become Krishna conscious, to please him actually out of love. This is how Prabhupada captured us. We wanted to please Prabhupada. This is the system. By having a spiritual master whom you want to please, more than anything else, you want to please him. Then you, because you don't want to displease him in any way, therefore you regulate yourself. It's love. Because you feel the love that the spiritual master has for you, you want to love him in return, and therefore you discipline yourself for his satisfaction. Because we love Prabhupada so much, we are willing to do anything for him. Because we could see that Prabhupada had done everything for us. And we wanted to try to do something for him, to please him and make him happy. So that's the real key. This is why Krishna emphasizes Guru, Guru Vayashrayam. The first principle is to take shelter of Guru, because that feeling of love for the spiritual master, that then empowers you to conquer everything, all your material desires.
Esimene printsiip on alistada gurule, sellepärast, et kui sa seda teed, siis see aitab sul alistada terve materiaalse maailma.
That's what's kept me going all these years.
Ja see pärast olen ka mina jätkanud kõiki.
It's my love for Srila Prabhupada.
Sest ma armastan Srila Prabhupada.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
I feel that I have no respect towards Srila Prabhupada. I know everything he says is right, but I don't feel it is.
But you have your Niranjan Swami. You see, you feel a strong connection with him. So you can repose your love in him and do everything for his pleasure and satisfaction. You must think that I'm taking shelter now of Niranjan Swami is my Guru Maharaj. So every thought that I have in my brain must be pleasing to Niranjan Swami. Every word that comes out of my mouth must be pleasing to Niranjan Swami. And every activity performed in my body, it must be totally pleasing to Niranjan Swami. You see? In this way, you become strong in Krishna consciousness by faith and love in your spiritual master, His Holiness Niranjan Swami. You see? That's how you do. Because he is fully surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, all that love you have for Niranjan Swami, it then is transferred to Prabhupada, and from Prabhupada to Bhakti Siddhanta, and it goes all the way to Krishna.
Küsimus oli selles, et ma ei tunne mingit austust Srila Prabhupada vastu. Et ma usun, et kõik, mis ta ütleb, on tõsi, aga ma ei tunne seda südames. Vastus on, et kui sul on armastus oma enda kuru vastu, siis läbi selles nagu annad armastust kui Srila Prabhupada. Et kõik, mida sa teed, tee oma kuru rahulduseks ja niimoodi rahuldad sa kui Srila Prabhupada.
That you must do. You can't act independently like an animal. You have to do everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
And
then you will be happy. Otherwise you will be miserable. Questions more?
Kui vihastada, kas siis nagu vihaseks saab, kas siis probleem on endas? Kui kelle veel vihaseks saab, kas siis kas see on nagu endas?
When I get angry at someone, is it my fault?
Not necessarily.
Ei pruugi olla.
Depends on why you're angry.
Olenad, miks sa vihan oled?
If you're angry because your own sense gratification is being restricted, then it is your fault.
Kui sa oled vihane sellepärast, et piiratakse sinu meelte rahuldamist, siis see on küsimus.
But if you're angry because somebody is blaspheming Krishna, Guru or Vaishnavas, then it's their fault.
Aga kui sa oled vihane sellepärast, et keegi räägib halvasti Krishna kohta, Guru kohta või Vaishnavate kohta, siis on see nende viga.
There is divine anger and there is mundane anger.
On jumalik viha ja maine viha.
Just like the anger of Hanuman and Arjuna.
Nagu Hanumani ja Arjuna viha.
That was divine anger.
See oli jumalik viha.
Hanuman was so angry at Ravana, when he had his tail lit on fire, he used it to light the whole city of Lanka and put it on fire.
Hanuman oli nii vihane Raavana peale, et kui tema saba põlema läks, siis ta kasutas seda saba, et panna põlema terve Lanka linn.
He was very angry at Raavana because he had so much offended Ram.
Ta oli nii vihane Raavana peale, sest Raavana oli nii väga solvanud Raami.
So that anger is very wonderful anger, spiritual anger.
See on väga võimas, väga imeline viha, see on vaimne viha.
Questions more?
Küsimusi. Kas on veel küsimusi?
Mille pärast ma tunnen vajadust või kuuru, et puudutab mu näed, mis ma kaalas kannan näiteks oma ehte, et milleks ma tunnen nagu sellest nagu või et see nagu et õnnistust või milleks ma nagu mille pärast ma tunnen seda vajadust
Why do I feel the need? Võtta vajadust mille järgi?
No, et näiteks ma olen nüüd verevaik, et seda, et kui ma annan kuurule, et mis ta arvab üldse või sellest oli?
Et ta puudutaks.
I feel that I should give this to you so that you would touch it. But I don't know why, but I feel like this would be a blessing.
What is it?
See merevaik. No.
This is this sea gold, you know.
It's some malamed, it's some beads from what? Some stones?
No, you know this thing that flows in seas.
Oh, it floats in the sea?
Yeah.
I see. You just wear this, you don't use it for chanting? You don't chant, use it for chanting, you just wear it? Oh, here, you come back now. Come on. Yeah.
Amber.
It's called amber?
Yeah.
Amber.
Any other questions?
Okay. I have a very simple question. May I train in martial arts if I'm in Krishna's consciousness?
Yes.
Kas ma võin käia võitluskunsti tundides, kui ma olen
That way if some demons come to attack, you can defend
the temple. Kui teeman tuleb kalalasse võitleda, neid kaitsta ennast.
It sometimes happens, the demons come to attack the temple. So if you're here, you can protect all the devotees. That's very good.
Vahel teemanid ründavad templeid, nii et kui sa oled siin, saad kaitsta, see on väga hea.
If you study martial arts, you should become very, very expert.
Kui sa õpid võitluskunstis, pead saama väga eksperdiks.
So even if somebody comes with a knife or a gun to kill the devotees, you can disarm them.
Ise kui keegi tuleb noa või püssiga pühendunud tapma, siis sa saad ta kahjutuks teha.
Okay. Understand.
Without getting hurt.
Ise ei tohi haiget saada.
To become very expert.
Pead väga oskuslikuks saama.
In Krishna's consciousness too.
Yeah, in Krishna's service, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Igor. Vakta Igor.
No, Vakta Igor.
Kuidas ma pean käituma, kui minu tütar rängalt solvab Krishnat ja kõik, mis on Krishnaga seotud? Kas ma käratan talle, pane suu kinni või lihtsalt olen vaid? Tema ei taha kuulata mingit argumenti. Kui ma püüan hakata talle nagu selgitus andma, ta lihtsalt jookseb minema või ütleb, loll ma ei taha siin kuulata. Et, aga samas väga tihti ta nagu teeb niipise asju, et kuidas ma pean käituma. Ja see on para väitule.
How should I act when my daughter really insults Krishna and Krishna consciousness and everything connected to it? Should I say shut up or be quiet because she doesn't listen to my arguments ever?
Well, if the family members are too inimical, better just to close the door and practice on your own.
Kui pereliikmed on vaenulikud, siis pead lihtsalt ukse kinni panema ja üksinda praktiseerima.
No, näiteks ta tuleb tuppa, tuleb viruki lõpp. Jälle see Krishna vasti kaisa. No, tähendab, mul ukse kinni, aga ma ja ikka lõhnab, ma lasen virukid või kuulen muusikat mõnikord, ta jälle ütleb, jälle see loll Krishna muusika ma no või näiteks ma panen niimoodi riidesse jälle käin nagu mingi parm käin ja niukesed neid olukordi on igasugused ma lihtsalt ei tuleta meelda et kuidas praegu ma lihtsalt olen vaid ma ei vasta ma ei, või ma pean teda nagu ma räägin suu kinni
for example when there is incense I burn incense Then she says, again, the stupid stink of Krishna. When I wear this clothes, and she says, you know, you look like a punk.
Does she smoke?
Kas sa suitsetab?
Kes?
Siin tütar.
No.
Does she eat meat?
Kas ta liha sööb?
Do you eat meat?
Kas sina sööd liha?
Viis päeva. Ma nelja kuu jooksul olen proovinud neli korda.
Four times in 4 months.
See, if you totally give up meat, then you'll give you a very strong position, because you've recently eaten meat. It makes it difficult for you to say anything.
Kui sa jätad liha söömise järgi, siis see annab sulle väga tugeva eelise, sest kui sa oled kiiresti liha söönud, siis sa ei saa midagi öelda talle.
Because if you had strictly remained free from meat, you could say, well, it's not as bad as the stink of the meat on your breath.
Sest kui sa oleksid täiesti lihast nagu hoidunud, siis sa saaksid öelda, et viiruk ei ole pooltki nii hull kui sinu liha hais sinu suus.
Some people don't like incense, but you tell them, well, maybe you like a different. You can say, well, maybe you would like a different type of incense. There are many different flavors. Maybe you would like a different flavor.
Mõnele inimesele ei meeldi viiruk, aga sa võid öelda, et võibolla sulle meeldi mõnda teist sorti viiruk.
There are hundreds of varieties of incense. You ask her, well, maybe if I use a different variety, you will like it.
Et on sadu erinevad sorte viirukeid.
Why don't you come with me to the store when I buy the incense and you can choose which aroma you like the best.
Et sa võid öelda, et tule minuga poodi kaasa ja vali ise, milline aroom sulle kõige rohkem meeldib. On nii palju erinevad. Võibolla mõni teine meeldib.
Ta ütleb, ma sinu lulliga ei taha Krishnast, sina oled lull ja Krishna on lull ja ma ei taha kuulata ja orpan, ta Elis teab.
She totally blocks it out. She says, I don't want to hear anything about Krishna.
Well, ask her, what would you like to hear about?
Siis küsi, mille sa tahaksid kuulata?
Tema minuga ei taha üldse... Tema tahab saada ülikooli minna juurat õppima ja tema räägib, tema on kõige targem, tema on kõige ilusam, kõige arukam. Raha on, need sugulased, tal on, naisel on sugulased, no miljonärid. Näed, mis nendel viga on, tervis on hea, raha on, naudivad, sõidavad, mis Krishnat siin sul lõlli juttu ajab mulle. Tema nii tuleb naudingut ja on rahu.
She says... I'm the most beautiful, I'm the most intelligent, I will study law at the university, I will become so rich, my health is good, you know, I have enjoyments. Why Krishna? I don't need Krishna.
Yes, well, ask him, how long will your enjoyment continue? Ask him, how long do you think you will enjoy? What is the maximum number of years you will give that you think you can actually enjoy? Ask her that.
Aga mis sa arvad, mitu aastat sa naudid siis? Kui palju sinu naudingud kestavad? Kui kaua?
How long will you stay young and healthy and vibrant and intelligent?
Kui kauaks sa jääd nooreks ja targaks ja ilusaks?
Ask her, how many years at the maximum do you think you can be healthy and enjoy life?
Küsidalt, et mis sa arvad, mitu aastat sa jääd veel terveks, et hästi ilusaks ja nii edasi?
See what number she gives you.
Ja kuule, mis numbri ta sul ütleb.
And tell her, well, you, all right, yeah, maybe you say 60 years, 100 years, 80 years. Krishna consciousness goes millions of times greater than that.
Võibolla ta ütleb 60 aastat, 100 aastat või 80 aastat, aga Krishna teadus kestab miljoneid aastat.
So your happiness is very nice right now. I agree, my dear daughter.
Nii et ma nõustan sinuga, kallis tütar, et sinu naudingud on praegu väga toredad.
But your happiness is temporary. It's here today and it'll be gone tomorrow.
Aga sinu naudingud on ajutised, täna nad on siin, aga homme.
But I have a happiness which will never be taken away by anything.
Aga minul on õnn, mida ei võeta kunagi ära.
Therefore, my happiness is better than your happiness.
Seepärast minu õnn on parem kui sinu õnn.
Te räägidki, ole õnnelik oma toas. Ja ära maija tule, no et mis sa siin. No nagu... Ta on nagu minu tüttar või ütleme perekond, aga ma nagu tunnen, et nagu võirrat on. No, ta räägib, ole õnnelik, ole siin toas oma Krishnaga, aga sinna üles ära teise kohta käi. Ära sega teisi pere emad ja ära kedagi tüli. Ole õnnelik, ta ei ole vastu selle vastu.
Well, she says, be happy, but be happy in your room. Don't come near us.
Hmm. Thought, all right.
You thought, okay.
If that's your attitude, I'd be much happier away from you. Why be attached to someone who's so inimical? No point. You should be attached from that rascal daughter. Don't be sentimental. You have questions?
No, I was just listening. At the back,
So yeah, you have to be detached from that association. I say your wife though has some nice qualities. She came to hear me tonight. So there's some hope for your family then. You have to be very tolerant and very forgiving and very loving in your dealings. Don't be cruel and hard. You have to be soft like a rose. Your father and mother are also very nice. Your wife is very nice. Your children can also be nice, but you have to show how to be very nice by your wonderful qualities.